And now for our story. Yesterday, Daddy found the deed to his property, the one factor that was holding all our good friends back from starting work on the Stratford Springs. All of Sanders is looking forward to the income that the work on these springs will provide. As we resume our story, several of our friends are gathering in Max's office at his mysterious request. And as the scene opens, we find Daddy, Dr. Benson, John Fowler, and Burberry waiting for the arrival of the others.
Well, if Max makes appointments, he ought to keep them on time.
So sorry, sir, but we do have this.
Well, Fowler, you admit it. Half the team got here anyway.
Yes, sir. We probably had great difficulties this morning. May I apologize for it?
Of all the idiotic nonsense I've ever heard, this business of referring to Max and you as we is the most idiotic.
Yes, sir. If I may correct your reference.
You may not. Go away, bother somebody else.
You're a little jumpy this morning. What's fighting?
Well, who wouldn't be jumpy after the scare you gave me yesterday about that deed?
You had a lot of fun with Carter, didn't you?
Yes, if you call it fun. My blood pressure must have gone up 20 points last night.
When it reaches 100, tell.
May I remind you, Stratford, that you're not funny to me at all.
Well, let's get going. What are we waiting for?
For the very simple reason that we don't know what to do until Max gets here.
Where's Mary?
Where's Max? We got married a couple of months ago, remember?
Okay. You don't have to get sarcastic. I was just asking a very civil question, that's all.
John, you're a silly question if you ask me. Now go on, sit down.
No, I should know better than to talk to you. You never tell me anything anyway.
Daddy, you shouldn't talk to that way to Danny. He's a very sensitive kid. Hurts him when you answer him so shortly all the time.
Yeah, I know, Doc, but for a grown man, he can ask more silly questions per square minute than any 3 7-year-olds in a long Sunday afternoon.
I know, Daddy, but you must consider his feelings. You don't want him to develop some psychosis or neurosis or something, do you?
I don't know what that means, but if it means brains, I sure do.
Stratford, you're incorrigible.
Thanks for the compliment, Doc.
May I offer you a cigarette until the master arrives?
No, thanks. I never use them. But if you can dig me up a good cigar, I'd appreciate it.
Dig it?
Yeah, you know. No, you don't. Forget it.
Forget what?
Oh, skip it. Go away.
Oh, yes, sir.
No, I've got the worst headache.
Yeah, well, why don't you talk to Doc? Maybe if you ask him what's wrong with you here, why he won't send you bill.
Really, Stratford, I don't know what's gotten into you lately.
Maybe he's got your days in maybe he's feeling as good as I feel.
I'm glad you got here, Max. We'll all have an answer.
Yeah,
what is it you said I got?
Your days with you. You know, that's French. It means that you feel good. Hey, you ain't told them what I wanted them all here for, did you?
I ain't said a word. And I made out like I didn't know what it was all about.
That's fine. Now, wait a minute, folks. Wait a minute. When Mary comes in, the whole thing will be explained.
Well, really, I think this whole mystery idea is very childish.
Yeah, that's because you're getting old, Father.
Now, listen here, you old fossil. I was still a babe in my nurse's arms when you were out earning a living for your wife and family.
Well, can I help with you if I got married early?
Well, what's the door?
Oh, there you are, Duke. Boy, I'm glad you got here quick, like. Our pals was getting kind of restless.
Well, then, let's get started.
All right.
Already?
All right.
Well, now, wait just a minute. And quiet, please.
Yeah.
Max, did you bring the gavel?
What? Oh, yeah. I got the gavel right here in my pocket.
All right, then. Wrap it for us.
Okay, I got it.
Not that loud, Max.
Huh? Well, I just wanted to be sure they all heard it.
Well, I'm sure they did. All right. I'm calling this meeting to order. Mr. Fowler, will you please officiate as chairman until we can elect the proper officers?
Huh?
I better tell you.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, we've all known for a long time that something would have to be done about the spring. But for several reasons that I cannot name here, nothing has been done.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Benson's clinic needs help. We all know that, too. Dr. Benson has been getting along there on starvation rations of necessary materials that he needs. Now, I know everyone in this town is pretty low on funds. We're not asking for individual contributions.
Yeah. Well, come on now, Danny. If you'll listen, you'll find out what's going on here. Stop fooling around.
Sure.
Well, we're asking all of you to give us your utmost cooperation in making these things a success. And in so doing, put the clinic back on its feet financially.
But Mary...
All right, now, Danny, I can see you're going to ask a question, so I'll answer it before you ask it. We're going to bottle and sell the water from the spring and take the money and give it to the clinic.
Oh.
Daddy has agreed to this, to give of his property. And Max and I have agreed to give of our time and effort to the furthering of this idea.
May I tell you, Mary, that I'm with you 100%. You may count on me.
Yeah, me too, Mary. Mary.
Oh, well, wait a minute. No, wait a minute, too. There's another thing I'd like to call to your attention. In the selling of this water, we're doing a good job of publicizing not only the town of Sanders, but Daddy's new hotel. Therefore, it's up to all of us to put our shoulders to the wheel and bring back good times and prosperity to our beloved town of Sanders. Now, Mr. Fowler, will you please take the stand?
Yeah, should I use the gavel again, Mary?
Well, I guess that's Mr. Fowler's job for the time being, Max.
What? Oh, yeah, just when I was getting the light.
The meeting will please come to order.
We'll look at him putting on airs.
Now, quiet, please. And I hope I shall not have to caution you again, Mr. Stratford.
Strutting around like old people.
Mr. Stratford, if you cannot manage to keep a civil tongue in your head, I shall have to ask you to leave.
Oh, please, Dad.
Yeah. Okay, Mary, but if he thinks I'm going to sit here while he makes a show of himself, he's crazy.
Well, it's for the clinic, Daddy.
All right, I'm setting up.
All right.
Now, before we start, just what kind of a meeting is this?
Well, what'd I tell you? It's a bluff. He don't even know what he's doing.
Well, if you're so smart, why, what are we doing here? What kind of an organization
is this? Wait a minute. Before you two guys get into a rough and tumble, I think I better do a little more explaining. Mary left out a couple of important things in her speech.
Yes,
oh, here goes. Now, wait a minute. See, we're here today to form the Stratford Springs Corporation. In other words, we are going to amalgamate. See, you get me? Or do I have to do a little more explaining?
Well, as Max said, we're going to form this corporation, and you're all going to be shareholders.
Yes.
Of course, there'll be no profit. All the money will be going to the clinic.
That's it.
Later, when the hotel opens, Daddy will set aside a certain portion of the profit from the springs for the maintenance of the clinic.
That's a good idea.
Well, now that we all understand the proposition, shall we take a vote on it?
Well, wait a minute. It hasn't been seconded.
Well, I seconded, and I heard it, and I fought it. Now, is that enough?
Mm, too good. Now, it really isn't necessary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Well, we have a corporation now, ladies and gentlemen. It's all settled now, except for a few minor points, which I shall take up with my attorney.
The way you're handling this meeting would make the guy that wrote the parliamentary laws not overturn, turn over in his grave, but do nip-ups as well.
Oh, well, what difference does it make? Why should we be formal about it? We're all friends.
Why, sure.
Well, it's the principle of the thing.
The first thing we must do is elect officers. Now, let's start with the office of president.
Yeah.
Nominations are now in order for the presidency of the Stratford Springs Corporation.
Well, I nominate Daddy Stratford.
I nominate Mr. Fowler.
Anybody else?
Ding, dang it, it ain't legal the way you're running this here, Lodge.
Well,
huh?
What difference does it make?
Well, it ain't legal, that's all, and I like things done legal.
Please, let's go on with the meeting, even if it isn't according to the rules.
Mr. Stratford and Mr. Fowler have been nominated for the position of president.
Yeah.
Are there any other nominations?
I move that the nominations be closed.
I second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Well, now let's put it to a vote.
Yeah.
All those in favor of Daddy Stratford will please raise their right hand. Let's see. 1, 2, 3.
Now, wait a minute. Daddy's voting for himself.
Well, why don't he?
Well, why shouldn't he?
Well, it isn't fair.
In view of the fact that there are a limited number of voters, I think we can permit that. Now, all in favor of John Fowler. Let's see. 1, 2.
Wait a minute. You're not voting, Mr. Fowler.
You're in again?
Yes.
Well, as I am acting chairman of this meeting, I hardly think it's proper.
Well, no, I don't know. I think it's fair, Fowler. If Daddy can give himself a vote, why can't you?
Yeah, and if you don't vote, Daddy gets the presidency.
You did it a hunch, Wish. Don't you want me to get it?
I'm voting for Mr. Fowler, but it's just a question of fair play.
All right. Go ahead, Mr. Fowler. Vote.
Well, all right. I vote for myself. That makes the balloting tied between Mr. Stratford and myself.
Yeah. See what you went and done now? A deadlock. Yeah. What do we do now?
Say, listen. Why not have Burberry cast the vote?
Oh, no, sir. I couldn't. That wouldn't be cricket. We have already cast the vote.
What's what I'm talking about?
Oh, well, you see, he means that I've cast the vote. You know, he's got some kind of a screwy idea that him and me are twins or something like that. You know, anything that I do, he thinks he does, too. Go ahead, Burberry. Vote this time.
Oh, no, sir. I wouldn't think of it, sir. But if I may make a suggestion,
huh?
I know how you may break the deadlock.
Oh,
yes, sir. It's really quite simple, sir. Vote for Mary Southern.
Well, yeah, but...
You see, sir, with Mrs. Southern as president, she will have the utmost cooperation of everybody, including Mr. Fowler and Mr. Thompson, who might not be inclined to give each other the utmost support.
Burberry, that's an excellent idea.
Hey.
I vote for Mary Southern, the president of the Stratford Springs Corporation.
That's it.
Mrs. Southern, it gives me great pleasure to inform you that you have just been made president of the Stratford Springs Corporation by a unanimous vote.
Hey, you know, Doc, I'm beginning to think that my old pal Burberry is a genius.
Congratulations, Mary, on winning the nomination. We hope that all goes well with the new corporation. But what will Carter do now? And how will he take this whole idea of bottling the water and selling it? Be sure to listen to Monday's episode in the life of Mary Southern, brought to you with the best wishes of Heinz Honey and Almond Creams.